Okay, today we're going to do something a little different, not exactly a halacha lemaisa shir, halacha velo lemaisa, but an appropriate topic. I got an email this morning of the weekly shir of Rav Asher Weiss, and the topic of his shir this week was Dine Melchama B'Shabbos, the halachas of fighting wars on Shabbos. So our learning should be a zechus for all of our chayalim who are in harm's way and risking their lives to protect Klal Yisrael and to protect Eretz Yisrael. So the learning of this topic, as they're about to spend Shabbos trying to protect us, should be a zechus for them. The pasuk in this week's parsha, Vayomer Elazar al Kohen el Anshei Hatzava Habayim L'Melchama, Zos Chukas HaTorah Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, that there are laws that people who are soldiers, that people who are fighting wars, need to know. And there are two separate halachos that are mentioned in proximity to each other in Masechta Shabbos that don't necessarily have to be connected, but might be connected. One halacha is a brisa that tells us, Ein mafligin b'svina pachos mi'gimel yom kodem l'Shabbos, that a person is not supposed to get on a boat for a trip to travel within 3 days of Shabbos when it's for Dvar Shus. But for Dvar Mitzvah, a person is allowed to go on a boat. And then the next brisa says, Ein sarin al ayaros shel nachrim pachos migimel yamim kodem l'Shabbos. One is not allowed to, an army is not allowed to attack a non-Jewish city within 3 days of Shabbos. V'mischilu ein mafsikin. But if they already began the war effort, they don't have to stop, they don't have to take a break for Shabbos. And it says, v'chein ha'yashamei omer adridta afilu b'Shabbos. The Shammai made a drasha that adridta, you keep on going until you finally are victorious, afilu b'Shabbos, even if it means on Shabbos. So Rav Asher Weiss points out that there are three, I don't have to keep saying Rav Asher Weiss points out everything I'm saying Rav Asher Weiss says, but there are three shitos in Rishonim how to understand the connection, or if there is a connection between these two halachos. The Rambam and the Rif both understand that why is there a chilik between 3 days versus more than 3 days? Let's say you know you're going to go into battle and it's going to take 2 weeks. Whatever you do, it's going to take 2 weeks. And you know you're allowed to continue on Shabbos. So is it really enough communion if you start the battle on Thursday or if you start the battle on Sunday? You know that you're going to be fighting on Shabbos. So the way the Rambam and the Rif understand is that when a person goes into a new situation, the first few days are the most chaotic and the most unsettled. No matter how unsettling an activity it is, once a person's been doing it for a few days, you become a little bit more psychologically adjusted to it, even if it's a situation of sakana. So they understand clearly one is allowed to fight wars on Shabbos for whatever reason, Melchemes Mitzvah, Pikuach, whatever the reason is, one is allowed to fight wars on Shabbos. The issue with the 3 days is simply a din of Onek Shabbos, that if one can maximize his Onek Shabbos, even in a situation where Onek Shabbos is going to be something that may seem foreign to a person in a situation of milchama, but your mind will be a little more settled. You're not going to be in those first few unsettling days. That's worthwhile also. That's also a worthy endeavor, and therefore both of these halachos, both when starting on a journey within 3 days, the first few days on the boat where the person is less comfortable with the situation, and starting in a milchama within 3 days, is all a din of Onek Shabbos. Second opinion, Rishonim, is the opinion of the Balamar. Balamar understands that both of these halachos also are connected, but it's all about Kedushas Shabbos. And the Balamar understands that when a person goes into a situation where he knows he's going to have to be Mechal Shabbos, within close proximity to Shabbos, within 3 days of Shabbos, it makes it look too obvious that you're setting yourself up, me'ikara, that you're going to be Mechal Shabbos. It makes it just a little too obvious. Meaning, Enochinami, even if you start on Sunday, you know that you're going to be Mechal Shabbos, but still, within 3 days of Shabbos, it just seems too connected to Shabbos, and that itself is a zilzal of Shabbos, and therefore, we recommend starting earlier. The Me'iri has a third shita, but it's not really a third shita, it's a combination of the two. The Me'iri understands the idea of going on a boat, that's like the Rif and the Rambam said. That's a din in being unsettled for the first few days. The idea of going to war, he says, that's like the Bala Ma'or, that it looks like you're being masna to be Mechal Shabbos. Probably the Me'iri would understand that going on a boat doesn't necessarily involve Chilul Shabbos. So you can't say like the Balamar when it comes to going on the boat. You have to say like the Rif and the Rambam, because it might not involve any Chilul Shabbos. The guy might do everything for you on the boat. He might stop on Shabbos, so there's not necessarily going to be a Chilul Shabbos. So you can't say it looks like you're being masna to be Mechal Shabbos Meikara if you don't even know that there's going to be a Chilul Shabbos. But this whole drasha is very difficult to understand. Ad ridita afilu b'Shabbos. So you let it continue the war effort even on Shabbos. And what's the alternative? The alternative is to say, okay, we'll put our guns down and enemies, please, Shabbos. You know, that's not going to work. The enemies aren't going to listen. Meaning, if it's pikuach manavshich, if it's pikuach nefesh, and by not continuing the war effort on Shabbos, so people are going to die, so of course it's docha Shabbos. Pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos. And if it's not pikuach nefesh, then why taki is it docha Shabbos? Why would you be allowed to continue the war effort on Shabbos? So it seems to be that there are two basic approaches to understanding this drasha, that we're allowed to continue fighting even on Shabbos. The Rambam writes in the 8th parak of Hilchos Malachim, Halacha Aleph, in a totally different halacha relating to war, Chalutzei Tzava, kesheyichnesu begvul ha'akum, that when soldiers go into enemy territory, v'yichbashum, and they conquer them, v'yashum mehen, mutter lahem lechom nevelos u'trefos, Ubasar chazer uchayotzebo. Soldiers are allowed to eat nevelos, trefos, chazer. They're allowed to eat non-kosher food, the most non-kosher food, imyirav if they're hungry. V'lomatzam ayochal elamacholos elu, and they can't find other food, hasurim, except for these usher foods. V'chein shosi ayinesech, they could drink ayinesech. All of that is mutter. Miupia shmuel lamdu, ubatim leim kol tuv, etc. And the drasha is that you're allowed to eat whatever you want when you're a soldier. So the achronim on the spot asked the question, well, wait a second, what are we talking about? Are we talking about soldiers who are starving and are going to die because they have nothing to eat? Well, if that's the case, what's the chiddush? It's not only a din of milchama. Anyone who's starving and has nothing to eat is allowed to eat nevelos and trefos and chazer. Or are we talking about people who are not starving and have what to eat, are not going to die? It's not pikuach nefesh. Well, then why are they allowed to do it? So, manavshuch, why is this mutter? Very similar question to the question about Chol Shabbos. Manavshuch, if it's pikuach nefesh, so then of course you're allowed to do it. If it's not pikuach nefesh, what's the chiddush? I mean, why would you be allowed to do it? So there are two approaches taken by the Achronim. The Radvaz writes that if they're hungry and they don't have what to eat, that rises to the status of pikuach nefesh. I mean, the Radvaz writes that v'nirli liyashiv divra benu dili olam b'melchemes shara amim ayri v'lo ayri shei mesukhanim etzal rav. We're not talking about where someone is b'sakana, that the soldiers, if they don't have their lunch right now, they're going to die. El sheinim tzrichim l'troach l'vakesh machal heter. They don't have to go out of their way and be matriach themselves a great deal to find kosher food. Because once they're in enemy territory, then they're allowed to eat non-kosher. The way the Radvaz seems to be explaining is that normally when it comes to defining what's called pikuach nefesh, you need statistics on your side. You need to be able to say, okay, look, there's a statistically reasonable chance, not a rove, not even a mira matzui, but a statistically reasonable chance to say that this is called pikuach nefesh. You can't say that I'm allowed to be mechal Shabbos to drive a golf cart across the street because I'll get across the street faster, because if I walk across the street, I might get hit by a car. I mean, there's not a statistically reasonable chance you're going to get hit by a car when you cross the street by foot. It has to at least be a statistically reasonable chance. But when in a matzav of milchama, when in a situation of war, everything becomes pikuach nefesh. Meaning you don't need it to be statistically reasonable. The entire situation rises to the level of pikuach nefesh. And because it's an inherently dangerous situation. And that's why the soldier's allowed to eat lunch, because if he's hungry, he's allowed to eat nevelos trefos for lunch. Because if he's hungry, even though he's not going to starve to death. But no, now that's called starving to death. Now we're choshesh for everything, for every little feeling. If he's not strong, that it's going to be a situation pikuach nefesh. And that's the same thing with Shabbos. Why is he allowed to fight the Milchama on Shabbos? It could be that the generals tell us that if we stop the Milchama and pause for a day, it's not going to be an end to the war and no one's going to die from it. But still, that rises to the level of Pikuach Nefesh. That's the sheet of the Radvaz. The Rivash has a slightly different understanding. The Rivash in Simon Kof Aleph writes, Vayidein Sarin, Avul Yeshba Heter Echad Miuchad, Shemischilu Ein Mafsikin, that it's stam, it's a din that we have, that the heter to be mechal Shabbos, even when it's not a dangerous situation, we have a special drash or halachal Moshe Sinai, that for war you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, Period. Kibush is Docha Shabbos. And that's it. You don't have to ask any questions. And that's why you're allowed to do it. It's Docha all of these halachas. It's very similar to a discussion that the Achronim have by a Cholosh Yishbo Sakana, where the Mishnah in Shabbos says, for a Cholosh Yishbo Sakana, Osim Kol Tzrach, if you could do anything that the Cholosh Yishbo Sakana needs, even things that aren't really medically necessary for the Cholosh Yishbo Sakana. He feels like he needs light, so you can turn on a light. Anything for a Cholosh Yishbo Sakana. So why is that the case that you're allowed to do anything? So some of the Achronim explain that Shabbos is Hutra Eitzel Cholosh Yishbo Sakana, that it just all becomes Mutter, that you don't have to worry about Shabbos when it comes to Cholosh Yishbo Sakana. But Rav Asher Weiss explains in a few places in his Sfarim, Masach HaShabbos and in Minchas Asher and Shemos, that no, it's not that Shabbos is Hutra, it's that our definition of Sakana changes. The comfort of the Chola becomes something that's Nichnas into the Geder of Yishbo Sakana. The definition of Sakana changes. So very similar idea over here. Do we assume that by Milchama it's Hutra Shabbos, Shabbos becomes Mutter, that would be like the Rivash? Or do we assume that for Tzorchei Milchama it just changes the Geder of what's called Pikuach Nefesh? That would seem to be the Shita of the Radvaz. The Zuchos of our learning today and every day should be for our Chayalim who are working so hard to defend us each and every day.